Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why you ain't accept my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Welcome to The Friend Request. It's your host, Chloe Madron. Hello, what's going on? What's happening? I miss you all. I love you all. I'm just dropping in at the start of the episode to say hi and introduce today's guest. I also wanted to just remind beautiful requesties that if you ever want to email me, you can. If you've got like a story about a friendship dilemma, or if you want some advice or anything like that, please email the show at thefriendrequestpodcast@gmail.com. I also wanted to remind you just quietly, just quickly, that I do have my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show coming up, which will also be at the Sydney Comedy Festival. It's called Hot Girl Stuff, Disordered Eating and Crippling Self-Hate, and I would love to see you there. If you aren't from Melbourne or Sydney and you're not there, maybe tell someone about it. I would love to see anyone there. I think it's going to be really fun, but not as much fun. No, actually, yeah. Also, I shouldn't say that. It is going to be as much fun, but this thing is also fun. The other thing is today's episode. Today is the second ever return guest to the podcast. Very, very excited to have her back. She has just recently started a new podcast with her former co-host of her last podcast. It's called Screen Queens. You can see that wherever you get to your podcasts. Have a listen. It's about movies. A couple of girls chatting about movies and TV shows and all the things on the screen. It's great. So I hope you enjoy today's episode with the very, very, very funny and gorgeous and wonderful Beck Charlwood. welcome back.
Are we recording?
We're recording now, yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. Yeah. It's so exciting.
It's a pleasure to be here. Second time.
Second time round.
I thought because I believe that I was the first ever guest on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I had a little scroll today. See that Luke Heggie was actually the first guest.
It was the first release, which I did tell you when we did the record.
I heard you're the first, and that's my brain went, whoop, that's all the information we need.
I said, this is the first record, but I'm not sure if it'll be the first episode.
Again, I wasn't
listening. You weren't listening.
Because in the episode, several times I'm like, I'm the first guest. It's like, she sounds dumb.
No, well, you were. I'm sorry. I should move it around the right way.
No.
Oh, my God.
You're the producer and the host. You've got enough on your plate.
Thank you.
You don't have to lower your standards.
Thank you.
For dumbass me.
Ain't nothing dumb about you. You just, all ass. No dumb.
I want a shirt that says that. All ass. No dumb.
I love that.
How are you?
Well, I was just telling you, I'm like an emotional wreck right now. I was just crying about my buddy.
Had a fitting room incident.
I had a fitting room incident. Which it always is. And poor Jacob, it's because he's home. He's hidden at the moment. Oh, he's so normally at work. I know. We keep him. I put him in a drawer to record him and the cat. But I swear, as soon as he's around while I'm getting ready, I'm like, there's someone that I can now explode towards.
Yes, someone's perceiving you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much.
When I'm getting ready, I have to tell Alex, I'm like, you need to leave the room.
Oh, my God.
Preferably leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you need to get ready as well, but you need to go for a drive.
I know. Go somewhere. Please go out. I'm so glad to hear that. That makes me feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. No, it's because this is my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm just putting this onto you, if it's not right. But I always find when I'm getting ready, you're perceiving so many parts of yourself. You're like, how's my hair? How's my makeup? Does this go? Does that go? And if you're getting ready for a gig, you're like, what's the audience going to think? If I wear that shirt, are they going to think I'm a whore? Like, if I wear these pants, is that going to show too much camel toe? Like, there's just so much going on.
Ain't no such thing, by the way.
And then you turn around and someone's just behind you and you're like, now they think I'm crazy.
Yeah. It's like,
he's just trying to gel his hair, right?
Oh my God, absolutely. Or even sometimes most of the time he's just looking at nothing. But sometimes he will be just looking at me and thinking a nice thought until I turn around and say, you think I'm hideous.
Don't you think I'm a dog.
I feel so bad. And I'm like, I often ask him, I'm like, hey, can you just close your eyes? And he's like, I've seen you naked. And I'm like, but not straining to get this new shirt thing on. I don't know. It's just awful.
Is this a Juicy Couture shirt?
No. Okay. So this is the tracksuit we spoke of. Yes. It's just like the jacket bit's fine. Mm. But the pants were not fine.
No.
I'm not happy.
I will say it took me a few, because I currently am wearing Juicy Couture. You're welcome.
So incredible.
But I tried on this in a different shade.
Yeah.
And I was like, horrible. Who is
Jesus,
the
really?
Elephant woman walks.
This is so incredible. This color on you is like too much.
Thank you. Well, it was the only color that looked good on me. The other ones were terrifying also in the mirror. It was one of those, like, I had literally the pants on. I was about to put on the jacket. And I was like, we know the story.
Yeah.
We know how this ends.
Yeah.
And I threw it off and threw off the pants and ran out of the change room. I didn't hang it back up.
That's how that happens. That's how dressing rooms get messy. I always wonder, because I'm always like, you know, judgy. And I'm like, how could people not just put the clothes back and take it away? But that makes so much more sense.
When you have a breakdown and you're like, I can't
touch these clothes again.
I mean, so many dressing rooms as well need to look at their fucking lighting situation.
It's incredibly stupid.
General pants, I'm looking at you. You need to sort out whatever the fuck is going on there. Oh, a complete fluorescent overhead lighting? Mm-mm, mm-mm. Do you want to sell clothes?
Exactly. They're hurting themselves here. It's so stupid.
Glaçons, though, you can change the
glaçons. Oh my God, you can.
Dimness of the light in there, which is great. If you're feeling very self-conscious, turn that all the way down.
Oh,
barely see yourself.
So great.
Perfect.
I did, I noticed Chic, Chic dress store. They have
best
some pretty
place to buy a dress for a wedding.
Oh my God, honestly. They have some gorgeous clothes. Expensive, but gorgeous. And the dressing rooms are really nice.
Yes.
I noticed that. I was like, I was right on the tipping point, and I'm so glad that I went there. I didn't get anything, but it was nice.
It's a beautiful experience.
It really is. The lady was lovely. God.
Love it.
I'm getting very girly straight into it.
So girly.
How are you today?
Good. I'm more girly. I feel like last time I was on the pod, you were like, wear your pajamas. And then I literally wore what I wear, which is just like,
you look so cute.
Oh, thank you. It was matching tracksuits, but yeah. I was like, in the pink fort, a like brown tracksuit is not.
No, it still looks really nice, actually. It was very complimentary, but
thank you. What's going on with me? Oh, I released a YouTube special.
Yes, you did.
Called Bipolar Baby.
Bipolar Baby.
It's going quite nicely.
Yeah, it is. Congratulations. It's so good.
Thank you.
I can't, every, like, It's too much watching you almost for me. And I remember thinking this earlier on when we didn't know each other as well. But I was like, I just relate to so much of your shit that I get scared. I'm like, I can't actually watch too much Beck because I don't want to emulate you. But like also I'm just like in awe and oh my God.
Oh my God.
So enjoyable. So enjoyable. And the clip of the stepmom bit that you put up recently.
Thank you.
So funny. It's so funny.
One of my favorite jokes to do.
Oh, it's so good.
I started writing it because I was like, I want a reason to scream on stage because I feel crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's an excuse? That's how most of my bits are. Is I'm like, I want to do this really dumb big thing.
Yeah.
How can I trick the audience into thinking I wrote the story first?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. That's awesome. Screaming on stage is awesome.
It's powerful.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, pull the mic away. And you know something crazy. If you see me on stage and the mic goes away from my mouth, hey, is Jennifer Lopez here? Because let's get loud.
Oh, I love all of that. Yeah. Yeah, it is an incredible special. The requestees should go check it out. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's right there.
Click after away. You listen to the episode, though, obviously. I mean,
well, yeah, listen, but you can also do both. It'll open be in another the, window. It'll be in the, yeah, put both on at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No, that's insane.
Hit play now. Okay, that lady there is my best friend, Alex Day, announcing the special. She's so cute. Love her so much. No, I won't do that. I won't do that.
No, but do that, though, because
I think I've seen it so many times, I literally could do a, like, voiceover
yeah.
while someone else watches it without seeing it and just know like it's gonna happen at every single point.
That's awesome.
Seen it so many times.
That's cool. You didn't edit it, right?
No, I got it. You just
yeah no I mean you're incredibly talented and everything, but it's very professionally not, done so.
It was like filmed by proper yeah, people yeah. on proper cameras and everything, and so I was like, no, I need to. Also, I had to watch it, like, I'm gonna say I've seen it like 20 times
wow.
plus now.
Wow.
Because you send off all the edit notes, and to write yes. them, you have to watch all yes. the footage and decide what cuts and what stays and what angles you want.
Mm-hmm.
So watch it a bunch of times, then you send it off, and then you get it back, and you have to watch it all the way through to mm-hmm. make sure that all the edits you've wanted have happened, or they look the way that you thought they would, and then you send it off, and then they edit it, and back and forward, and back and
that's
forward.
That's so many watches.
And then you upload it to YouTube, and you're like, I want to make sure it's all uploaded correctly yeah. so you can watch it again. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh,
this doesn't make
God.
Any sense to me at this point. Where are the jokes in this?
Yeah, it gets like that. You get a little numb to it.
Yes.
Like, and that beat by beat, just, yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah.
like when you say a word too many times yeah. and it loses meaning.
Yeah. Penelope.
Penelope. It sounds so much like a horse. Why?
That's absolutely a horse.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Mm. That's a horse.
Sorry to any Penelopes listening.
No, but they wouldn't mind because every Penelope that's a human is a horse girl, you know?
Right.
Right?
If you're not,
I don't want to hear about it. now, you mentioned the wonderful Alex J.
Yes.
I have taken notes about Alex J because she is your bestest friend.
Yes.
And it is... I'm in awe of you guys' relationship. It's so cute.
Thank you.
You're so in love. I want to know, when did you meet? What happened?
We met through,
you can lie. I'm going to recline.
Is this allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Encouraged even.
So I'm just really like, oh, my best friend. Where do I begin with that perfect angel? So we met through Twitter, now known as X.
Oh my God. Becky and Cam did that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. This is a, sorry. This okay. is a, this is a,
two amazing comedy
yeah,
duos.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
But so I wrote a tweet that is the only successful tweet I've ever done mm-hmm. out of the thousands I've sent out. And Dave Anthony of the Dollop podcast, mm-hmm. our friend retweeted it. And Alex J saw it and was like, who is this Australian comedian?
Yeah.
I've never fucking heard of this bitch. Dave Anthony's retweeting her.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this? And then so she...
slut.
She followed me, I followed her. And she was like, oh my God, I'm a comedian in Sydney. And I was in Perth at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm a comedian from Perth. And then like we saw each other at a few gigs. And then eventually we went through a breakup at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so then we ended up.
Kismet.
Yeah. We were both going through a breakup at the same time. And she was doing the comedy store. And she lived out of town.
Yeah.
And so she was like, hey, do you mind if, like, we're doing the comedy store together? Would it be okay if I, like, if we, like, hung out? Actually, no, this was later on. Cut that.
Okay.
That was later on.
Rewind.
Our friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended up just catching up and having drinks and talking smack about boys. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we just have so much in common.
A breakup at the same time is ideal.
There's nothing that binds
two
women stronger.
Oh, my God. Nothing at all.
Or a common enemy. Those are the two.
I've literally written that down, or a common enemy. But that is like a common enemy, because an ex-boyfriend is, I mean, it's an idea more than a person, you know? And you guys have that in common. Oh, yes. I love that so much.
And man, this is like just getting super drunk on white wine and being like, okay, I've never told anyone this, but he did this one thing. And then you proceed to say the most fucked up thing. And both of you go, I can't believe you put up with that. That's fucked.
That's awesome, because like having that new friendship, you don't have the pressure of, like, you know, the weird sense of pride that sometimes you'll get when you've been with a partner and everyone around you knows you with them. It's like, you don't want to tell them these dark secrets that happen in the relationship, because it's like, I don't know, scary. But with a new person, you're like, why not?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So borderline trauma bonding.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we really bonded when, because we were like, just like friends, we were getting closer. And then she lived out of town and was doing, we were both doing the comedy store. And she was like, this is really awkward, but like, can I stay over it? Like on your couch? So I don't have to like drive back and we can like have wines and stuff. I was like, oh my God. And then from there, I was like, we're best friends.
Oh my God.
It was a slumber party that bound us.
Oh my God. That's what dreams are made of.
Exactly. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
It was about, I think, 7 years ago now.
Fuck.
Yeah, it would be, because then we went to America together the year afterwards.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, what a whirlwind romance.
Mm.
It's really beautiful.
It was really nice. And then we had our child, our baby. The Dude Cinema podcast.
Yes. And you had the podcast. What did you say? It was like 5 years?
Yeah, we had it for five years.
And now it's ended.
Yes. And we've welcomed our second.
It's so exciting. Tell the listeners everything. Tell them about the pod.
So it's called Screen Queens.
Yeah.
And it's just because with Dude Cinema, we watched all the movies that dudes had told us we had to see.
Yeah.
So your Die Hards and
Godfather
and all of the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, explosion ones. Anyway, and so.
Car Fast.
Yeah. Oh my God. Men so die. Many Car Fast, Men Die. You've nailed the genre. Real hard there. Believe it or not, we got sick of watching those movies.
Yeah, wow, okay.
But we still like watching stuff and like talking about cinema and
of course
TV and whatnot. Yeah. So we were like, why don't we just open up to everything? So we just watched everything on screens.
Oh my God.
Screen, medium screen. If we're very lazy, small screen. We're talking about TikToks.
Like a little photo.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's truly nothing coming out, we're like, what TikToks have you watched this
That's
week?
Awesome.
Yeah.
God, that's really fun. So much broader.
Yes. Oh,
and
it's so nice.
That's what you want when you got two broads.
Two broads. Ah, I see who you do that.
I'll go now. All right.
No, you say.
That is just so freaking gorgeous. Yeah. I'm really happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I do have dreams of like a bestest friend who isn't my dad or my cat or my sisters. And I think I am lucky I have that with my sisters. I think we spoke about this last time.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I watch these things like Dead to Me. Do you watch that TV show?
Oh, my God. I love Dead to Me.
Yeah, Christina Applegate and what's her name from Scooby-Doo? What is her name?
The Velma. Sexy Velma.
Sexy Velma.
Fuck, but she's great.
She's so fucking great.
It's a really good show. Are you planning to trick someone into being your
best friend? No. But I'm just saying.
You're gonna kill someone.
I might have to. But I watch these sorts of shows. I've, like, the last, I don't know, year, I don't think it's because of the podcast. Maybe it's like, I don't know, osmosis, everything's kind of all coming together. But I watch so many of these shows with like women becoming best friends, especially later in life.
Yes.
And I'm like, that'll be my BFF. That's where it'll happen. I'm just too young right now. I'm waiting.
Well, Alex, she's a little bit older than me. I think she was like 33.
Yeah.
When we started, or like, yeah, when we started being best friends.
Okay, so there's hope for me.
The maturity there. Unfortunately, she had to deal with very immature me. And so...
That's awesome.
Even though it's a beautiful friendship, you know, we don't fight, but we have to, because we work together, we have to have like very open conversations about communication and delegating tasks. And if like... She's the one that brought this into the friendship, by the way.
Yeah.
She's an excellent guy. I'm garbage at it. And the main thing was like, you are hard to deal with. I was like, okay, I needed that feedback. Thank you so much.
Good on her.
Yeah. But we have to have like so many, because we work together every single week. Yep. And then we have a friendship to maintain that's precious.
Yeah.
And so we have to have so many conversations about like, hey, I'm just having this feeling. And it's like, and then you have to like talk about the feeling and why you're having it and how, like a proper relationship.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah. That requires some maturity.
Yes. And that's all on her part.
That's okay though. That's how it can work sometimes. And my mum's best friend and her have owned a business together for like,
oh, wow.
I want to say 15 years. That's maybe dangerous. almost 20, but.
I was gonna say, what was the business?
They still own it together. It's a creative agency. Very cool. They do design. They make websites. They like do branding sort of stuff. Food photography. It's all food and beverage clients. So nice. Yummy, awesome. It's so freaking good. If you need anyone, Red Candy Agency, Red Candy Creative Agency. Little plug for Mama Bear.
Little spawn. We'll be invoicing you.
I expect 2 more Rangers Valley steaks. Thank you very much. They are so expensive. But no, I know that like just watching her over the years have a best friendship and a business is hard and can be tense and can require so much communication. I'm very impressed when people can do it well, because I mean it's famously hard. People break up over this shit all the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so much work, and people do. I think that's why so many podcasts fail, because it's like, especially with comedians, you're like, we're so fun and silly together. What if we added in a calendar and a to-do list and way more accountability? Would that maybe kill the vibe in any way?
No, that sounds fun. Yeah, look, me doing it's not a solo, but you know, guest-driven podcast was not an accident.
Yes, yeah.
Don't work well with others.
No, you've got to...
Wish I did.
But it is good. It has been great because comedy is such a solo sport.
Yeah.
I think this is why I never did well in theater, because it's like you have to play nice with others. I was like,
totally.
But what if I have all the best ideas?
What
if I'm the most talented
What if I'm the most talented and I'm doing all of the work? Or I'm a little bit grumpy and someone doesn't get that. That's like legal. You can kill someone for that.
And you should be able to. That's what within I'm a theater troupe. If they don't respect your grumpy mood,
kill them. I think that's so fair. You mentioned before the like having a common enemy as a friend. Has that been I actually think that you and I have probably bonded over that. I mean, we recently had a road trip where we were both just like chatting as we do and venting. It was just one of those days. Have you found that to be common?
Not with Alex J.
Not with Alex.
She's a sweet angel. And she only got her first enemy recently.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
Like, into her late 30s, she got her first enemy.
Oh my God, she's so sweet.
She's such a sweet, sweet gal. And at the start of our friendship, I had to like coax her into talking smack about people.
Oh my God.
People.
Oh, that's
like,
so funny.
She'd have to say 20 nice things about someone and she'd be like,
yep.
But that one joke of this isn't great. She'd be like, oh my God, no.
I'm going to send them flowers.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I can't believe I said that. I've started so many friendships, though, over a common enemy.
Right.
And I think particularly in comedy, I think the word common enemy gets thrown around because it's like, it's just someone that I don't really like their comedy. I don't like their vibe.
Yeah. A Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't hate you. I'll say no. I hate you in a group chat, in the corner of a pub. I don't mean it.
No, absolutely. I don't really think I hate anybody. I don't, it's a lot of energy to put into something. Mm. But like, yeah, I'm going to talk shit. If someone's vibe is off,
it's off.
What's a girl to do?
We're just going
to
leave that vibe off.
Mm-mm. You can tell everyone.
You can tell everyone you know at any opportunity.
Absolutely.
Do you have a lot of common enemies?
It was definitely a point that I noticed when I started openly flirting with Jacob before we started dating. Yeah. Yes. And it was like we were both gigging on the Gold Coast and staying at
what a place to find Josh
Armstrong.
Enemies.
I know. Josh Armstrong's living room, I think, has had many discussions about common enemies.
Oh my god. I can be tricked into hating anyone.
I get that.
Like a circle of comics. If there's like three people that I respect who are like, this person is the worst. I'll sit there for two beers before I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was like that with you the other day. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what that person. Actually, no, you're right. Mm. You're right. Fuck them.
Yes.
Fuck them all.
Everyone sucks. I love getting on a roll. I love getting on a roll. And then getting home, closing the door and being like, what was that?
I know.
Was any of that necessary, Rebecca?
I know. Just saying, hey, by the way, I hope that you don't think that I hate everyone. Yeah.
Did I say that about most of the people you spoke about? Yes. Will I abide by that in the quarter four? No.
No, I appreciate it. I think it's, I mean, like when you do feel like safe with someone, it's just nice to be able to vent, right? Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's expressing yourself.
It's important.
It's so important. It is. And, you know, as far as like, actually the bonding, like what happened with Jacob and I, it gives you more of an idea of like their vibe because you realize like you've got the same kind of taste in people and the same kind of taste in comedy. Yes. And then like that you can extrapolate things from that. So you get to know each other more.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it is really fun to talk shit about other comedians.
It is. It is. Especially if you've make some really funny jokes about them.
Mm.
That's great.
I mean, and like us, there's been a bunch of comics that have been shitbags to us.
Yeah. So often it's just really fair.
Yes. Like when I started, I was like, I don't know why all these people are talking so much shit.
Totally.
These are mean people. Totally.
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, just recently Kappa in Melbourne, I said like one little thing about talking shit and he was like, I thought you were a nice girl.
Ah.
And I was like, I've earned it. I think I've just earned it. Some people have done me wrong so far that I have earned the right to talk shit about them. Fuck you. I was like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
I'm nasty.
It's a rarity to see like a female comic plus 10 years in who's like, I still like everyone.
Impossible.
I'm like, how? How did you get around him? Tell me.
Oh my God. I know. Yeah. I mean, it's so...
Are you trying to not say so many names right now?
Before I was trying to filter myself, that's for sure, which is, I think I deserve a gold star for that, actually. But no, it's just one of those things where it's like balancing, like weighing it up. I'm like, it's very toxic, but also I still think that at the end of the day, I'm like, there's so many more friends from comedy. So, what's some enemies? Bit of fun.
Yeah. Also, it's comedians. They're not good people.
No, they're not.
The Lord's not rolling out a red carpet when we rock up in heaven. If we even make it there.
I was gonna say, Jesus Christ, Beck. Oh my God. Holy moly. Sorry, I'm getting so hot and warm.
It's humid.
It's really, really warm.
I love this top of yours.
Oh, thank you.
It's really cute.
Thank you. I like it a lot. It's cute. It's sparkly.
Where's it from?
My little sister.
What?
Yeah. I have a lot of hand-me-down clothes from my younger sister.
Oh, my God.
Or my mother.
That's so sick. That is one thing that sucks about having brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no exchanging of clothes or anything. No.
Well, you're welcome to come up with me to Brisbane and take advantage. Every time I see my little sister, it probably happened now. She's about to move to Mexico, but I won't be there. But every time she's like, hey, I've just got a boot full of clothes if you want to go through them and take what you want.
What?
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah. And she has excellent taste. She just gets, she buys things and then doesn't want to return them because she can't be bothered.
I will say though, the post office is a struggle.
That's not a, is that, I don't know if that's a post office thing.
You
I feel like
have
she's
a printer,
buying,
you're not returning
no,
shit.
No, 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 no. I feel like she's buying these things from actual stores. Oh. I don't know. I forget that people get things delivered. Do you get?
I get so much delivered.
Really?
Because I, again, I hate going into change rooms.
It's awful. You're right. I just, I'm so unsure of, I don't know how I perceive myself. I have no clue what size I am for anything. That online shopping is terrifying to me. Because I'm like, oh, it'll be the wrong size and then I'll be even more upset. And then it'll take so long to get the right one.
True.
Well, how do you fix that?
I don't know. I just, I mean, I always buy stuff that's like on sale online. Mm. So if it doesn't fit, I'm like, you know what? Plus, I don't buy anything like crazy expensive online. Okay. Unless it's like workout tights. Because you're like,
worth it.
It can't fit that bad.
Yeah, like, yeah, totally. No, I've no clue. No clue how to do online shopping.
If you see something like, just go for it. And it's under $50. That's free. That's free.
Okay. All right. First things first, I'm going to return these goddamn juicy fucking tracksuits. Break my heart.
Bastards.
I know.
What size did you get?
It's just the one size.
What?
Yeah, this is why I don't think they're real juicy. I'll show you after.
Yeah.
I think I got conned.
Mm.
Yeah, I got.
One size for Juicy Couture?
Yeah.
We'll check out.
It's from an
this.
Antique store.
Oh.
Yeah.
La la.
Still $140. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got to take these back.
God damn it.
This is fucked. I'm getting pranked.
The reason that I say is because me and Alex wear tracksuits on the podcast. Mm. I wear this one specifically.
Mm.
And she doesn't have a Juicy Couture one. I was like, well, it doesn't fit you. I'm happy to take it off your hands.
She deserves better than this. They have two more, though, in different shades, but they're the exact same type at this store.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Please.
But she deserves better. No. I want to know, because I think we touched on this in the last episode a bit about how we were both kind of crazy as teenagers.
What?
Crazy. We had our little journeys. And I want to know if, like, from what I gathered then, you wouldn't have really... Would you have considered yourself a girl's girl when you were younger?
No,
I didn't think so.
God, no. Did you?
No.
I still catch myself slipping.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely same. There are absolutely still things about me that are just deeply pick me and I'm like, that sucks.
Oh my God, when you catch yourself doing it, you're like,
yeah,
slut. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you think that you're a girl's girl now? In like, not so much a social media, like...
yeah. I'm making my way there.
Yeah.
I am working on it. I don't think it's something that I am able to change. And this is me getting very vulnerable and real. I would love to be like, I am a girl's girl through and through. And I'm like, I'm definitely a feminist.
Mm.
Definitely put the girls to the front. But I do catch myself all the time as a reflex. You know, like the other night I was hanging out with a bunch of comics and I noticed every time a dude said something, I was like, Billy! What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's so funny. It's beautiful and honest because it's true. I get it. I completely get it. But let me just say, from my perspective, I completely see you as a girl's girl in that every friggin' girl adores you.
Oh my God, thank you. You know?
Oh my God. I can't stand how gorgeous your haircut is right now. This is fucked. Like, it's too much.
It is. It's fresh. It's funky. It's
so
cool.
good. But that's
very sweet of you. I really appreciate
Not even sweet. That. Not even sweet. Just like the vibe. I don't know. There is nothing about you that's screaming, gonna, you know, pit women against each other, being competitive or like, you know, overly competitive or anything like that. I don't know.
That's something I've really worked on is I used to be like crazy competitive in comedy.
Yeah.
And like would really... Like any time a woman got something,
yeah,
I would just be like, why not me? And it would be like doing something that I would absolutely hate.
Yeah, totally. Ew. It happens. It happens.
It's like, this girl is hosting the reboot of Toasted TV. Yeah. I'm like, that bitch. That was actually my dream.
That was my job. Do you ever compare yourself, or would you ever compare yourself more to women with the same hair color as you? Like more so than others? Like if they're blonde, it's like they're blonde.
Yeah.
But, you know, like if I see a redhead, I'm like, oh, fucking bitch. I'm not even a redhead.
I guess because there's no superiority with brunette. Like, it's like unspoken rule. It is like the least powerful hair color.
Oh, I disagree.
No, I think that's the truth. Gray? And we all know it. I think there's even a little something about gray.
Wow.
Because
okay.
This is the thing is like when it comes to like porn searches, it's like, I reckon it's like, redhead and blonde are at the top. MILF, I mean, were there never really grey-haired MILFs, though?
No.
Maybe grey is lower. You know what? I think grey might be lower. I will come down
off the pedestal
there. Yeah. Yeah. But still, I've always felt like, as a brunette girl my whole life, except for when I went blonde for a little bit.
I seen the photo.
Oh, my God. It's not good. Not
it
a good
blonde. I love it.
Because there's so much fake tan.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
without
yeah.
Without that, it looks psycho. What was I saying? Now, I just had a flashback to me with blonde hair. I was like, God. But always I've been like, there is like this weird thing of seeing blonde girls and being like, huh, you think you're better than me.
Oh, my God, 100%. I see blonde women and I think that they have money. It's just the assumption.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive and money and like, it's free time.
Yeah.
I just, anytime I see someone who's blonde, I'm like, it must be nice.
Right.
Must be nice.
This is the thing where I know it's more powerful than brunette. It's because why are you spending $300 to $500 a fucking month to maintain it if it's not precious?
$300 to $500 is very low. That's a low guess. People are spending a lot
of money. You're not getting a lot of foils for that money.
That's not many at all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, well, I was curious about that. I caught myself last night. I think Jacob mentioned someone had posted something, or like I saw someone and I hadn't seen the thing that they'd posted. And so I went to check and I was like, oh, there it is. And I'm like, why haven't I? And so I checked and I was like, oh, I have them muted. And Jacob was like, oh, why? And I'm like, no, absolutely. I have nothing but love for this person. It's just that I sometimes will mute people that trigger my insecure comparing mindset. And it's so helpful.
That's very helpful.
It's so helpful.
That's very smart.
I wish I was better than that. I wish I didn't have to, but it actually really helps and it makes me be able to love them for who they are more, like, you know, in person, see them, be happier for their successes instead of me just being like, I did not get that.
Yes. Ugh. I get like that all the time. Over the pandemic, I had to mute a lot of people because you were just trapped inside and I was just voyeuring everyone.
Yeah, and everyone was posting more as well because of that and
Okay. What I found is helpful is if I'm really jealous of someone and I am at least on like an acquaintance level with them, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
I'll be like, that's sick. I'm really jealous.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And it helps alleviate it because either they look at you and be like, the fuck is wrong with
you?
Yeah. Or they get the satisfaction of being like, you should be. This is a very cool thing and you should be jealous.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone ever saying that to me without me being like, oh, no, I'm just a little worm. I'm just like piece of shit. Like, no, it actually sucks. You can have it. You can just take it. It's fine. Give you my cat or whatever.
Yeah. The Nobel Peace Prize.
Like, no, I didn't do anything for that, actually.
It was all boy scientists. What do they know?
It was all thanks to Jacob, really. Yeah. Oh my God, I actually rewatched the Barbie movie, speaking of such silly jokes, just the other day.
Oh my God.
Talk about a girl's girl.
I'm due for a rewatch.
How many times have you watched it?
I I've watched it twice.
Okay.
I watched it with Alex J and then
that's right.
My partner Alex.
Yeah.
Both my Alexes.
Now that's got to be pretty crazy having two Alexes in your life.
Is still to this day. So when I'm on the podcast talking about him, I call him Skip.
Yes.
Which he does not like.
I was wondering.
Don't call him that in public. It just happened and then we're doing it for ages.
That's so funny.
For like 6 months. And I was like, I should probably run this by him.
Yeah.
And when I told him, he was like, I fucking hate that.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, but it's too long now.
Oh my God.
I tried other nicknames and people were like, just call him Skip. That's yeah, what yeah, we yeah. know him
He's
as.
Skip. That's yeah. so funny. And he doesn't listen to the pod anyway, does he? Does he?
No.
No, yeah. I thought that. I remember him saying like that was a thing. And that who the fuck cares what he thinks then?
Exactly.
He doesn't have a say.
He pays for the Patreon, but he doesn't.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He doesn't listen. I'm like, oh, that's good. Because also, if he finds out that we talked about something gossipy on the Patreon,
yep.
he doesn't want me to, like, send him the file. He wants to listen straight away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I'd love that.
Yeah.
It's that's cute. So cute. And then you just refer to Alex J as Alex J most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah to make sense of it. Up.
Thank God she has a short name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easier than Milinkovic.
It is. Yeah. It is. That's smart. And that is exactly why I will kill anyone I ever meet named Chloe, because I just don't want anyone in my life to have to deal with that.
There's not many other Chloes in comedy, is there?
I know. Thank God. There's one. She's new.
Well,
she won't be around for long. No, she's lovely. No, I'm
go
sure.
Her, go her. We love girls.
We love girls.
So when did you start making? Because I feel like you're a girl's girl.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm definitely getting more femme as I get older. That's for Same. Sure. Leaning
I mean, the Barbie
into
movie
it
was a big help. For
I
that.
Know, right? Someone said the other day that it wasn't like a massive cultural moment, and I was like. Where have you been? Stupid. What are you talking about? Have you not seen my new tubes? They're pink. I'm wearing basically plastic Barbie doll shoes.
Every every brand in 2023.
Oh my God.
Had a Barbie collab or released awesome. A pink line of something.
Yeah, everyone needed to capitalize on it and smart because, I mean, I'm buying it. I love it. I love to hear that. I don't know. I think I... It took really sorting out my mental illness a lot more to start to prioritize the women in my life more. And then when I did and kind of came out of the haze, I was like, why don't I have a close girlfriend?
Exactly that. Because we talked on the first episode about how we both, the bit pee.
That's it.
Which made me, when I was manic, I was super horny. So yes. I was just always like, yes. What do the boys want?
Oh,
how can I trick them?
100%.
Yeah.
And even like being bi and in that horny, men are a lot more accessible.
So much easier to trick.
To trick. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird with the horniness and all of that sort of stuff. Because have you seen my poster for my show this year?
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. It's a little, I've got a pretty low cut dress on and I have been reeling over it. I've been so upset about the choice. I hate it. I was like flyering in Melbourne with the poster and I'm just like watching the way girls react to it compared to the way guys do.
Oh.
It breaks my heart.
How are the girls reacting to it?
Like a bit of a... Just a woman even, I had just done a gig. I'd just done so great. And I was flyering at the end of that. And she was like, oh, wow. Just looked straight at your boobs. And I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah, that was silly.
That's what we all do 24 hours of the day.
That is what everyone
does.
We're all
accidentally looking at people's boobies and butts.
It's true. Oh,
is
my
that
God.
Just me?
No, it's not. Okay, right.
I'm looking at ass.
All the time.
Titties when I feel brave, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, grow up.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, she then just was like, oh, well, you'll sell well with the boys. And I was like,
bitch.
Oh, a dagger through my heart. I was like,
that's
man.
On a girl's girl right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, that's not on
Because, yeah, you. That's actually very true. Because I remember there was one hot young girl in the city who just didn't even blink, saw it and was like, absolutely, I'd love to come. She started talking to me. She's telling me her friends would like this. And so you're right. Maybe I just need to be comfortable in my own body and be like, the real girls will come through.
Yes.
They don't mind if you've got a bit of cleavage.
Oh, God. Who's mad, though?
Right?
Who's mad at a bit of... That's what
it's
I want to know.
I mean, a lot of men are also very mad.
Are they mad or are they something else? Are they mad because
they're
it's
sad.
Not theirs?
They're sad.
Because they have ownership over it. Is that it?
Oh, my God. It must be.
No, I don't feel bad. And also, no one makes a good decision for their show poster or...
Okay.
Like, no matter what.
Okay, cool.
Because you always have to take the fucking photos 9 months before you've written the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get, you're like, this isn't me.
No.
This isn't the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did pitch me puking into a toilet as the photo, but people turned that down. People said that was maybe a little much.
That might be. So,
two on the nose was the note I got. It was because I had a chunk of peanut butter on my
What
nose.
If you made it glitter? You know?
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah, okay, I'm redoing the poster.
Speaking about fun. Actually, I would like to get your feedback on a joke that I've been doing.
Okay.
About how, and you can cut this out if you don't like it, but
never.
It's about eating disorders and how, like, so I talk about how, like,
I think I've seen this. Did you
me and my friends do this, like, little performance where we all have tummy issues and we go, oh, we all got funny tummies. That's so, how do we get those funny tummies? Just completely pretending like we all didn't have horrible eating disorders in the early 2000s.
100%.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and it's like, now it's serious, you know, and it is. But back then it was fun. We had fun with it.
We did.
Yes.
We absolutely did. And we... Like, it's terrible, but I still have the people I know that I can message when it's still a little bit of fun and it's still a bit silly.
You're like, oh my God, remember when we thought that pickled carrots would give us a six pack?
Oh my
like,
God.
And you're just obsessively eating grated carrot, like dipped in vinegar because you didn't know how to fucking prepare food because you're a child. Just feeling like fucking shit and being like, I think this is what being skinny should feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
No, I love that joke. I told Jacob about it straight away when I got home. I told my sister about it on the phone the other day, who, you know, also has weird food stuff, but is also a naturopath. And she was just like dying, clapping, laughing.
Okay.
She was like, this is fantastic. It's made the rounds.
It's true. This is why we all are doing weird shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I hadn't even put it together, so it was very, very great to hear.
I mean, it's not science-based.
I think it is. I am telling people it is.
Great.
No, it makes total sense. Mm. Oh, my God.
Just having the most fucked diet, yeah.
Oh, but it is actually that's it's an interesting thing because it did used to be, like, as when you were kids, it was something to almost bond over. Mm. And now, like, I remember actually catching up with you one time and I, like, said something about whatever fucking fad I was going on at that point. And, like, whatever it was very disordered and gross. And it's been probably a year, maybe even longer since that time. And I still think, God, I hope that wasn't too projecty of disordered eating stuff to Beck. I hope, because you know how, like, that can also be really triggering for some people or also just annoying. eating me up, Beck.
Not at all. I am so, I don't know, I think, I don't know what it is, but there's no point that you could tell me about anything that's super fucked up that would bother me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I don't know what it is about. I get people just come to me in parties and be like, I was full on assaulted. I'm like, okay, we're having this chat.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right. It's just my day to day. People come up and say they're crazy. And also because I say that I'm into true crime, people are like, yo, you hear about this fucking
awesome
quadruple murder assault? And then I'm like, nah, let's go.
Oh,
like,
my God. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother
That's
me in
good.
The slightest.
That's good. Because I do. I worry. Like, I mean, I try not to vocalize too much of it. But it's more just like I never want my dumb shit to be like projected onto the people around me. You know. And it's also very annoying when someone's sitting there being like, I can't eat this because I don't think I should, and therefore no one should, when it's like, that's not ever what I'm saying. I'm thinking about it too much,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're right though. I think also, right. I'm at the moment, I've been in a very good place with food for a while because when I worked as a personal trainer, definitely had a touch of the orthorexia.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I was like eating boiled fucking chicken.
Yum.
And then now I'm like, I would fucking eat gravel over meat without a sauce or a seasoning.
That's insane.
Are you kidding me?
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Sauce is fine. Just, it's crazy.
Mm. Also living with a boy who just eats anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes home, downs a bag of chips. Oh, as an oven beautiful. Pizza for dinner.
Oh.
Doesn't stress about it. And I'm like, why am I stressed about anything?
Mm-hmm.
When this man doesn't care if he dies by 40. Like,
he just made me spit popcorn.
Why am I wasting my life being I should have a carrot?
Oh my God, absolutely. That's awesome.
He doesn't take his day up. He's just able to do whatever the fuck he wants.
I love it. I think it's time to play sleepover games.
Yay! Are you going to make me have ham water?
I haven't made anyone else have ham water or just little bits of ham.
Little bits of ham. It was such a cute prank. You're like, I'm going to trick you into eating some ham. I was like, oh, Chloe, you're too sweet.
I did consider just doing the ham water version of it this time, but I didn't want to buy a whole thing of ham and then waste the ham because no one in my house eats ham.
Then you have to be like, do you want to take the ham with you? I'm like, absolutely not.
No, I don't. All right. We're starting with Would You Rather.
Okay.
Now you are a superstar. You are on the rise. You are taking over the world, really.
Oh my God.
So this is going to be something that you know, probably won't have to choose between at any point because you'll just have both. But right now, would you rather...
Career or family?
The career of your dreams or the love of your life? No.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't make you choose. This is far more important anyway. Would you rather a stylist or a publicist?
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to say stylist.
It'd be so good.
Because a part of it then is like, that is kind of the publicity.
That really is.
Like, if you look good.
Yeah. I mean, people are just going to be taking photos, right?
Also, I would do any amount. I would spend an obscene amount of money for a robot that just does my hair every day.
Oh, my God.
I hate doing my fucking hair. That's why I cut it all off.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, my God. It's so exhausting. Mm. I mean, I said this to you the other day. I'm like, mine is more manageable longer because of the way it curls. But it's really fucking hot. And it's still like the arm strength that it's required to blow dry
it gets
and style.
To a point where you're blow drying. Do you get to this point when you're blow drying your hair and you're like, I might kill someone.
Yeah.
I'm so 100%. Full of rage because my arms have been above my shoulders for too long.
Yeah.
And now I have to leave the house.
And that should also be a workout, just FYI. That should count. That, like, keeping your arms up like this for an hour doing this, that's something. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
And your heart rate goes up when your arms are above your head.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, it's rough.
Technically.
I have considered one of those teeny tiny, very, very lightweight blow dryers.
Oh, just so it doesn't.
I don't know if they're good though.
So it's heavy.
Just so it's not as heavy.
Little hotel one. So loud.
Yeah. Probably terrible.
Yeah.
It would work so slowly.
But absolutely, we pick a stylist.
Okay.
Also, like as we said, we started talking about how annoying it is to pick clothes and try on clothes.
Yes.
Someone else would do that for me.
I want a stylist so bad.
Yeah.
When they just like know what works well for you and you're like, I didn't even know.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah. And I had also one of the most awful interactions with a publicist ever.
What happened?
That was recommended to me by someone. Well,
oh my God.
It was a weird situation where I was kind of already working with them.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I've never had a publicist before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to ask for a meeting and be like, what are things that I can do better? And he was just like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And I was like, well, like as a comedian career-wise, like what are some, like I'm always guesting on podcasts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like what are better ways to like market myself? Like, and he was just like, are you like promoting something in particular? And I was like,
what?
Well, not like, but just like, surely publicity-wise, there's just like a little for media personalities.
Yeah,
you could tell me something, and he's like, I don't really understand.
What?
And I was like, he made me feel so dumb.
That's stupid. He sounds dumb.
Exactly.
He sounds really dumb.
Yeah. And he's like, unless you're marketing something, I don't really know how to. I was like, get out of here, dude.
What? You're like me, marketing me. Mm. That's
I am the product, baby. I thought that's what
publicists specialized in.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a stylist thing, you know? Maybe that's what I was actually looking for. He's actually a banging corset top. That's what you need, girl.
God, it just sounds like a nicer life as well, being like, sorry, I've got to take this call. It's my stylist.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He's sending through a proof sheet of looks. A lookbook.
A lookbook.
Would you pick stylist as well?
I think... I actually, when I wrote the question, I thought publicist for right now and then stylist, but I think publicist would, stylist would just be so much nicer, like if it had to be one or the other, and looking at my overall quality of life, I think a stylist would just be a really nice addition.
Would be.
Right.
It'd take so much labor too.
Oh. And like, cause you know it's going to be a girl or a gay guy and that's just nice.
That's what you want.
Yeah. And I'm sorry if that's an issue for anyone listening.
Sorry, any of the straight stylists out there who are like, dang.
Yeah.
Just missed out on a client.
It's just not going to work.
Sorry.
It's just not going to happen. All right.
That was a great one.
Yay. All right. This one's a little dark.
Mm?
Would you rather grow old with your partner or your BFF? It's dark because we know who both of these people are.
Oh, my God. That's a real Sophie's choice.
Right.
Wait, okay. Is this, when you say with, sorry, I'm going to break this down. Mm-hmm,
break it down.
So it's like, I'm living with them. Is the other person, so in this situation, if I choose one, is the other person dead?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's too much. If it's too much, that's okay. I read it and I was like, that's pretty fucked up, Chloe.
That is fucked up.
Sorry.
I almost don't want to say publicly.
Okay, well, don't even answer it.
What, is killing myself an option?
You know what you can say?
What?
Alex.
Alex, then. My choice is Alex.
Beautiful. So smart. But also killing yourself would have been
You came up with that one, so you're the smart one. I generally was like, which one am I going to have to call after this and explain and say, it's just a podcast, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That was a fucked up question. I'm really sorry.
I liked it. It was high stakes.
It was high stakes.
That's great entertainment.
That's what I figured. It's all for you guys. Okay. A bit more silly now.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Mm?
You are a movie gal. You've got the movie cast.
Ah.
Fuck, marry, kill. Barbie, Saltburn, or Poor Things?
Okay. Oh, I don't want to kill any of them. Okay. God damn. These are like literally my three favorite movies.
I thought they would be up there, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people say Chloe doesn't research the guests enough.
Not true.
Not possible.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's all I do.
It's very professional. Okay. I'm stalling. All right. Because I can't decide if I want to marry Barbie or Poor Things.
Ooh, okay.
Because living in the world of Poor Things sounds kooky fun.
Mm.
But so does... But Barbie seemed beautiful and really earnest. You know what? Okay. Marry Barbie.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's literally harder than the last question. Okay, I'm going to have to... Okay. Because I can't fuck Poor Things.
Why not?
Have you seen Poor Things?
No, I know, girl. I know. But it's the movie you're fucking.
Yes.
Not the character.
Okay.
It's like how you feel about the movie more so. Then again, Saltburn's pretty horny.
It is very horny, but it's also horny. Fucked up, and there's evil people in it that I want to kill. Exactly. I don't want to kill any of the characters in Poor Things.
And I do have criticisms for Saltburn as well that I would kill, you know?
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because everyone... That's not Paul Thomas Anderson
No. But I found that everyone who's seen The Talented Mr. Ripley is like, Salt Bin is a ripoff of that.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Huh. I still loved it. Okay. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm going to fuck Salt Bin. It's fucking horny.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Marry Barbie. Kill poor thing.
Okay.
But no, I don't want to. I euthanize them, though. I don't, like, choke them out.
That's sweet. I'm like, shh. Oh, okay. Overdose on heroin or something nice.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
That's not nice.
From what I've seen in the movies, I've never seen it happen in real life.
No, the movies are wrong, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
When you euthanize someone, they get a bunch of morphine, though.
Okay, well, that's the same thing, that but seems, better. Yeah. Okay, all right.
High class heroin.
Okay.
That was a great, these are great questions.
I'm so glad. Now, this one is... They're all tough.
These are really...
And they poured out of me as well, you know? It was easy to write these for you. Fuck, marry, kill. Alex J's cat, my cat, and Michelle Azevedo's cat.
Okay, straight off. Sherlock's dead. Sorry.
That's Michelle's cat, Sherlock.
You're out.
He's gone.
That cat loves to piss on things. I haven't seen him in quite some time.
Has he pissed on you?
No, because I'm definitely allergic to cats.
Yeah, I know.
So really, I would kill all of them, but for theatrics, we'll play along before they kill me, tricky. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sherlock, dead. I'd marry Puppy, Alex J's cat.
Yeah, sweet. Puppy's so cute.
As I would, you know. Nope, never mind. I started doing callback in my head and then it didn't make any sense. And then I would fuck Louis.
That's a good choice. He's very fuckable.
Yeah.
I have to watch John Glover around him because he's constantly saying how hot my cat is. And I'm like.
Makes sense.
Okay.
It's that red hair.
The top search in Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great choice.
Thank you.
Now this game I didn't have last time we did the episode. So it's called Bend or Snap.
Oh.
It is basically, if a friend does this, does your friendship bend or snap?
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Are you flexible or is it over?
That's fun.
Bend or snap if they are not talented.
Bend.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'd be so nice, but...
It is a bend. Being friends with other artists, it's like everyone goes through a phase where you're like, What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, in saying that, I also don't think I know anyone who's not talented.
Mm.
It's like, artist or not, people are usually got some skills, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Easy. Bend or snap if they cannot be happy for your success.
Snap. I go snap.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd try and have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
But that's also so hard.
That'd be so hard.
Imagine if it's like, you're not happy for my success. And they're like, I'm literally at every show. Like,
oh my God, totally. Or if they're like,
whoops, the narcissist of me didn't notice. Yeah,
100%. You're not happy for my success. My mum just died. Yeah. Like, oh my God, no.
Sorry, forgot about that. Whoops.
Yeah, that would suck. It's safer just to not vocalize anything, folks.
Exactly. Sit on it.
All right, bend or snap. If your friend makes you choose between three cats to fuck.
It's a bend.
Yes!
It's a bend and you're lucky.
But you only get one.
And I answered it so quickly.
I know.
I know immediately.
That was, I've been thinking about this
beforehand.
All right, we're up to the last game. It's truth or dare, baby.
Oh my God. Hey. Okay, I'm gonna say dare.
All right,
it's the ham water.
It's no ham
this
water.
This is when you bring out the surprise ham water.
I should have gotten the goddamn ham water. I dare you to do the rest of the episode in the Borat voice.
My name is Big Charwood. Thank you for listening to Friend Request.
That's going in the 2024 wrap-up montage for sure.
Very nice. I'm so bad at accents.
That's really bad.
Literally, when have you ever seen me do an accent, Chloe? Why would you make me do this?
If you were good at it, I don't think, why would I want you to do that?
kind of barely do British accent.
Do you want to plug yourself?
My name Big Joe.
All right. You can stop.
Put the tag on the screen. Oh my god.
I'll have to caption that. No, that was amazing. I'm so sorry. You're actually really good.
No.
Okay, that was the first nice thing I've ever done. No. Thank you so much for coming, though.
Thank you.
You don't have to do anymore.
Thank you so much.
Doing the dare. You're brave. You're a brave woman. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at Charles Beckwood on Instagram.
Beautiful.
At Beck Charlwood on everything else.
Beautiful. All right. Mwah. Bye. I love you all. Thank you for listening.
I love you too. Bye. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacey, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty. All of the Barbies is bad. It girls, and we ain't playing tag. Red, but he spank me when I get bad. I'm in LA, Rodeo Drive. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie dream house. The way Ken be killing shit got me yelling out like the scream house. Yelling out, we ain't selling out. We got money, but we ain't lending out. We got bars, but we ain't bailing out. In that pink Ferrari, we pillin' out. I told Tay, bring the Bob Dylan out. The poop's so cold, we just chillin' out. Baby, yelling, yelling, yeah, yelling out. It's Barbie, bitch, if you still in doubt. And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can. Like Jazzy, Stacey, Nikki. All of the Barbies is pretty.